Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffen. Actually, my name is Dudley William Steffen, and I've known as Doug for a long, long time through a mistaken identity that was created when I was in college, and I stayed with it just for the heck of it. Then there is Jennifer Horn, who's always been known as Jennifer Horn. Can't mistake her identity. Molly Page, the news sage, we got her down, and Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. We're going to be talking about asteroids in a few minutes. A lot of space stuff. Will you stop it? Space stuff today in the news. Meanwhile, Molly and Richie updating us on the St. Louis baseball Cardinals, and the reason they call that because there are two teams in St. Louis called the Cardinals. One is baseball, one is football. So you didn't confuse the baseball team with the football.
They're Arizona.
Oh, they moved to Arizona? Mm-hmm. Well, when I was there, they called them the Aces.
You're right, they were. Right.
Yeah. All right, anyway. So now we have a hacking scandal that even involves the national pastime. So, Molly, bring us around to start this, will you?
Okay, so like you said, Cardinals possibly hacking into the database system of the other team, and they don't, federal authorities now looking into this, they don't know who did it, they don't know why they did it, and they don't know if any charges will be brought.
I thought that why was they were trying to find out about picks, weren't they?
Well, they...
Potential players and team information, et cetera, et cetera.
It looks like they've hacked into the Astros database.
Yeah.
And they were looking at internal discussions about trades, proprietary statistics, scouting reports, and other information.
This happened last year.
Oh, they didn't,
already
last year?
Cardinals cheat.
And they're just finding it. Listen to Jim.
No, they're just announcing it. So the FBI is looking at this. There could be criminal charges brought because this is basically seen as corporate espionage.
Can't stand the Cardinals.
They beat the Dodgers.
Yeah. Every time. Every time they beat the Dodgers.
And the Nats. So I'm take them down.
Yeah. Right. Away with you.
If they were in last place, nobody would give a crap.
And
now, right.
They wear red.
Oh,
which I think
no.
means they're commies.
The Red Sox. And the Cardinals.
But all think right. about it. I mean, corporate espionage.
Yeah. That's huge.
That would be like, what's his name? Bill What's-His-Face hacking into the Good Day servers to find out our
Joe
station
Bennett?
List. Bill Bennett.
Yeah, no good. Yeah.
Or any one of the other, you know, how much of this goes on?
Yeah. Well,
if it happens at this level.
Gotta, I mean, look at all of this stuff. Every day we've got a hacker involved in something.
But
it's part of the.
But we know that China and Russia have been hacking into corporate and government servers. But how much of this corporate espionage goes on between each other? Like, is Pizza Hut and Domino's, are they cheating on
each other? Of
course
they are. Absolutely.
Is JCPenney and Sears,
yep.
are they
yep.
hacking each other?
Count on it.
I mean, who else? Is Verizon and AT&T, are they hacking each other?
Oh, of course. Yeah, count on
and
it.
What about, like, Paula's Flower Shop down on Main Street?
Yeah.
Is she hacking into the other flower shops around town?
Yeah. Yes, everyone should be afraid and paranoid and concerned and angry.
Right.
But I didn't even think about this.
That's right, Molly. You got it.
I'm glad I'm
the national pastime, being pissed off.
It's interesting.
Right. Go ahead.
I'm going to hack into CRN later and see what they're up to.
Not much.
I'll just tell you.
Save
yourself the energy.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. The only story they got there that's worthwhile
that's
is
right,
the Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
All you'll get when you hack.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. All right. We'll pause in a moment. We're going to meet this lady, Nina Burley, who's written a book called We Can Save Ourselves from Earth-Killing Asteroids, But Somebody Has to Pay. It's the cover story on Newsweek magazine this week. We had a lot of space. You heard the story earlier about astronomers finding the earliest stars that have basically formed the cosmos, pictures of stars that haven't existed for billions and billions and billions of years. It takes so long. This is what's so mind-blowing about this. It takes so long for the light to travel from where they were to where we are. And these pictures are being taken way, way, way beyond our solar system, way out, way far out in the galaxy, taking pictures of a group of looks like maybe billions of stars that no longer exist. Because over the course of, if you believe in the Big Bang theory, and the fact that, you know, I say there's no beginning and no end to the universe, there's no boundary to it, and we're all just hurtling through space going who knows where and how fast. It's so hard for us to even imagine this. It's mind-blowing. You just don't talk about it. You talk about how fast your car can go, and that's it. So this book focuses on bringing it a little closer home, asteroids. We have the story today or this week with the asteroid that was heading toward Earth, and that little space particle that was about the size of a washing machine that landed, 300 million miles away or something, and now the sun has hit it so that it's beginning to send signals back. Excuse me. Signals back to Earth. It's just amazing. It's phenomenal what we are learning. So that's a conversation about asteroids in a few moments. Speaking of scaring everybody, Molly.
Thanks for that, Doug.
Yeah. You're welcome. All right, let me help you with your circulation, your blood pressure, things that are important to your health and well-being as you move through life. We're talking about moving through space. As you move through life, oftentimes what happens to the people who have the best intentions, they don't eat the right foods, their blood pressure goes up, and they get themselves into trouble. So the introduction of Super Beets is a godsend for those who have high blood pressure and want to get it down, those who want to keep their blood pressure where it's supposed to be, and many other things with regard to the blood being carried to all of your muscles, to your brain, to all of your internal organs. Super Beets is the best way to get the natural delivery of all the nitrates that your body is producing into the areas that it needs to go. Thus, Super Beets. Better than regular beets and beet juice because it's specifically grown for this non-GMO product. Grow the beets, grind them up, make dust out of them, put them in a canister and ship them to you. You put a teaspoonful in a glass of water or juice, and you will so feel the difference so quickly. Energy galore. Healthy and exciting. That's how I describe Super Beets and my introduction to them. You'll describe it the same way once you try it. So call 800-655-4183 for delivery of blood to your entire body in the most functional and efficient way that has been developed. 800-655-4183. 655-4183 for Super Beets. Or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply of Super Beets free when you order your 3-month supply. You get free shipping, a free book explaining beets, all this good stuff. Call 800-655-4183. It is good stuff, but the best is the beet juice itself. Super Beets. You'll make beet juice from the Super Beets powder, put it in the water in the drink, and drink it. 20 minutes later, you'll feel like you are on a different planet. 800-655-4183 to order Super Beets. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We now have with us Nita Burley, who is an award-winning investigative journalist, the author of 5 books. Last one was The Fatal Gift of Beauty, New York Times bestseller. And now she's looking into what's going on outside of our close inside environs. Latest piece is the cover story on Newsweek magazine. We can save ourselves from Earth-killing asteroids, but somebody has to pay. She's writing about a conference in Italy this spring where the European Space Agency invited astronomers, physicists, nuclear engineers, mathematicians to discuss the possibility of a space rock smashing into Earth. So what's the possibility of that happening, Nina, really?
Well, it's pretty good, actually. Space rocks hit the planet almost daily, but they're small, and they only attract our attention when, and many of them hit the ocean because most of the world is water. The ones that attract our attention, of course, are like the one that hit in 2013 in Russia, where I don't know if you recall this, your viewers can Google Chelyabinsk dash cam.
Yeah,
because Russians tend to drive around with dash cams on their cars, so it's all recorded. And this, what astronomers, they use metaphors to describe the sizes of these things. This one was bus-sized, so not very big, but bigger than the small ones that hit us regularly. And it blew up in the atmosphere, in the sky, above this somewhat populated area. 1,000 people were sent to the hospital. Windows were broken all over. So those types of events happen, they say, about every 100 to 300 years. And the great big events, like the one that made the dinosaurs extinct, happen much less frequently, obviously.
Thank heavens for that.
100 million years.
Yeah.
So what's interesting about these people and what's interesting about this movement, which they call the Planetary Defense Movement in the science and astronomy world, is that only in the last 30 or 40 years have humans become able to map, first of all, see and then map the orbit of these objects. And so NASA put together a mapping project some years back, I guess in 2005, and they have identified 1,000 what they call civilization enders, things that are basically 1 kilometer in diameter or larger. And those things, if they hit any part of the Earth, would cause huge climate change and nuclear winter, the dust winters that would cause starvation for billions of people. So they want to know where those things are. And as of right now, they have identified 1,000 that they know of, and none of those are on an orbit track to hit the planet. Good news. Bad news is that our telescopes can't actually see stuff on the other side of the sun, because we can't look into, they detect things by light and by infrared,
right?
So they can't see. They need more money to put more telescopes up.
All right, so that's the question.
And it's not very expensive.
But the question here is, we got about a minute, where does the money come from if we are to do successfully what needs to be done? It sounds like we need to get at this to protect the Earth. Where is that money coming from?
Well, you know, the European Space Agency has put some into it, but, you know, in the end, of course, we end up putting in, I mean, we put the American NASA, put the one up there that's up there now. But what's most interesting about this, of course, is if they did identify one, and they will at some point identify one that appears to be dangerous, who will the world's leaders get together, and will everybody pitch in, and will there be coordination to respond? And that's the sort of existential question that these guys bring up, and it's really fascinating.
Yeah, it is. Meanwhile, we have Vladimir Putin, who wants to spend his money developing 40 more nuclear international ballistic missiles.
We don't need asteroids to destroy our planet.
No, we can destroy it well ourselves with the way we think. All right, Nina, that's very interesting. Again, this is the cover story on Newsweek magazine this week about saving ourselves from Earth-killing asteroids, but somebody's got to figure out who's going to pay for it. It will get the discussion started, and that's what's good about this. Nina Burley, thank you for being here with us on Good Day, 21 after the hour. We'll be right back.
listening to. Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
The videos of the day to catch up on here on Good Day. The first one is from yesterday at DougSteffen.com. Came from Film 4, which is a movie channel in England. This week they're showing all three of Eddie Murphy's Beverly Hills Cop movies, and rather than run the same old commercials for them, they decided to have some fun with it. So there is great audio, which we're going to play for you now, but also you got to see the video at DougSteffen.com from our video of the day. That first one's from yesterday. Go ahead, Richard.
Jesus Christ. This is becoming very irritating.
They basically sampled his laugh.
Yeah. Great. And all the laughs. All the Beverly Hills Cop films over three nights, starting Wednesday at 11 on Film 4.
That's awesome.
That's pretty funny. All right, so now we move fast forward to today's video of the day from Toyota. I actually came across a study that found we spent about $7 billion more for Mother's Day than we do for Father's Day, which is a national disgrace. In fact, most dads are lucky to simply get a card, so they wanted to change that with this video where they interview some people on the street about their fathers. You got to see the video because it's very warm and fuzzy, but it's also nice to listen to the audio, Richie.
We don't particularly celebrate Mother's Day in like a big way.
I don't know when Father's Day is.
Last year, for Father's Day, I got my dad. I didn't get him anything.
I didn't get him anything.
I don't think I got my dad anything. So they just like got a rock off the side of the road and just like painted like a smiley face on it.
I got my dad's socks for Father's Day.
Socks?
Because I didn't know what to get him.
But I don't think I actually know in his heart of hearts what he really wants.
My father is probably the best male friend I have.
He's a great role model as like a man in my life.
He's a cowboy. He has a handlebar mustache, drives a truck.
Always has a great outlook on everything.
He worked kind of crappy jobs, sacrificed a lot for me.
He calls me at the exact same time almost every day.
I guess he's like a superhero to me.
Thank you.
doing?
Hey, Dad, it's Phil.
Just calling to tell you I was thinking about you.
Were you watching baseball?
You're waiting for a physical.
Come on, basketball is the playoffs.
I just wanted to call and tell you I love you.
I just wanted to call and tell you that I loved you.
I was just calling to say hey and let you know that I love you and I really appreciate everything you do for me.
You called to say that?
Yeah.
Aw, you made me cry.
I love you too.
I called you to let you know I love you, okay?
Okay, I love you too.
Okay.
I love you, Dad.
That's sweet.
You know, I'm Phil,
thank you.
And I live in California. The last time I spent Father's Day with my dad was maybe I was 12 or 13.
Ah, that's sad.
Yeah.
It's a tear.
And then they go into this year we want to change that, and this is where Toyota jumps in, so you got to go see
the rest.
See the rest of it. So as far as Father's Day is concerned, those of you who may not have come up with some ideas, between now and Friday, I'll try to share some ideas with you. Your father loves baseball. Does he have a baseball glove? Maybe just like to take him to a baseball game, even a minor league game. Is your father a runner or an athlete?
Yes.
How about getting him a new pair of shoes? Right?
No, he's not.
How about your father? Get your father a surfboard, Jennifer.
Yeah, I'd do love that.
Yeah. A fitness tracker, maybe something like that.
The great thing is when your dad kicks off, you don't have to buy him anything, so it saves a lot of money.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What are you going to say? He's gone.
He's gone, but not forgotten.
No.
You can't send him a card where
he is. I'll buy him something, and then I'll just use it.
That's good, Richie. Very nice. 28 after on Good Day.
Here you go, Dad.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long, every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy, do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We're North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. We've got 10 million square feet of top quality floors for as much as 77% less than other stores. Get over 200 styles of real pre-finished hardwood from just 49 cents. 40 styles of beautiful bamboo from $1.59. Plus deals on popular American and European laminates and more from an incredible 39 cents. And pay no interest until 2017. Hurry, clearance sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
For over 75 years, GEICO's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative. GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Out of Prozac. Right the heck, I was like,
anyway, so I'm gonna have a good day.
Hi. Say hi to a Facebook hand. Say it again, Doug. Take two on this. Dan Halliburton is on Facebook with us. So, Richie, say hi to him.
Any relation to Halliburton?
No, it's spelled differently, but nice question. Anyway, good save, Jen.
Sure, no problem.
Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. There's a story that many of you have been upset about. This youngster, there were two people that were mauled by a shark. I guess it was the same shark, it would seem. At least that's what most people are thinking.
Same group of sharks.
Yeah. And so he lost his arm. Didn't one girl lose an appendage as well?
Yes, an arm.
Okay. So with that comes the summer season, and all of the dummies on the air start to play the theme from Jaws because, oh, look out. Yeah, right, yeah. It's shark season. Did you tell me there was some movie, or was it Chuck that said some movie about some 100-ton shark or something?
Yeah, the 40th anniversary of Jaws is this year.
Yeah.
And one of the movie studios is releasing another shark attack based
Sharknado, but there's one that's more scary with
this is going to be more
shark.
Like Jaws, and they're going to try and make it into a couple of them.
We have the good news here, Dougie.
What's that, Jen?
And that is that it is only likely that there is like a shark kills one person a year, where cows kill 20 people a year. So the real danger out there
that's
lurking cows. Yeah,
right. Yep, that's it.
They look
out for cows. Yes,
but they are not.
That. Yeah,
I'm looking at, if you just search shark attack, I mean, I'm seeing four or five people who have been attacked. Well, you're saying killed.
Death.
Yeah, none of these people died.
Right.
Yeah.
Whereas
don't
cows
be wimpy
killed
and just 20, lose an arm. I mean,
how did the cows kill these people would be my question.
Stampede.
How do you're a cow man, so how?
Yeah, I don't. None of my cows kill anybody. What is it?
You don't know anybody who's ever been killed by a cow.
No, I know people have been hurt by bulls.
Maybe people that have heart attacks from eating too much beef.
That could be it. Too many McDonald's hamburgers from the wonderful cows there. That could be the problem. The weight of the giant white shark that was captured off Long Island in 1964, which was the inspiration for the novel and the movie Jaws, the weight of this 17-foot-long monstrosity was 4,550 pounds. It came ashore off of Long Island, terrorized the beach. Woof. Co-screenwriter of Jaws wrote what he called the Jaws log. They had, by the way, you can see the Jaws shark at the Universal. When you go to the Universal tour, you can see
it's
the
so
shark.
It is
ridiculous.
It is the worst robot.
And you know, it's so silly.
Really, it said that actually helped in the production of the movie because the robotic shark did not work nearly. It was almost always broken.
Yeah.
When it went out to film the movie, So they weren't able to use it as much as they wanted to, which ended up making the movie better and more intense because it was just the kind of the illusion that the shark was coming. It's like, where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Whereas before, you would have seen the shark a lot more. So they think that the movie became the icon that it is because the robot was broken all the time.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I just heard that on the 40th anniversary thing a few weeks ago, and I thought that was pretty cool.
60% is a good number. You want to know why?
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 That's the amount you can boost your creativity by when you're at your desk or you're lost in some sort of thought and you can't get anywhere. You take a walk. And taking a walk allows your brainstorming, your brain, to work much better.
Yes.
This is a study from the Journal of Experimental Psychology. The college students who were involved in the study had 4 minutes to come up with as many alternative uses for a simple object as they could, like a button or a doorknob or a dollhouse or a strainer or that kind of thing. And so in order to get them moving, get them thinking, some of them got up from the desk, walked around for 4 minutes. Some of them went to a treadmill and worked on that for 4 or 5 minutes. But all it took was 4 or 5 minutes for them to get the juices going, enough to come up with much better ideas. So that's the secret. If you're stuck and you can't come up with a way to fix a problem, get up and walk around.
Don't do the treadmill. Go outside. Look up at the clouds.
Yeah.
Look at the top of the trees.
You
get internalized when you sit inside anywhere.
Yeah.
And when you walk outside and you see more than 15 feet away, you look up at the clouds, you look up at those, you know, the tops of the trees, the tops of the buildings. It helps you kind of get outside of your brain and your body and think a little better.
All right. Speaking of going outside, a little warning, please.
Yes.
25%. That number goes to the amount of UV rays that you get via reflections off sand and water when you go to the beach. Most people are not aware of it. They go to the beach because they think that's the great place to go. And so in order to kill the enthusiasm that you're having for the beach this summer...
It will kill you.
Everybody knows that, right? Everybody knows that the sun reflects off of the water and you get a better
tan where you get
deeper or more sunburn.
The glare is especially dangerous, Richie, for children who get 3 times the annual dose of UV exposure to the eyes that adults do. More radiation reaches the retinas because they're not as well developed. So something, if you're using sunscreen, it's probably a good idea to make sure your children have plenty of it around or under their eyes.
It's not really fun to do anything anymore.
The other side of it is that we hear all of these stories about how you need to take more vitamin D3 and so don't put sunscreen. I'll get you any more vitamin D in your body.
Well, I think I heard Dr. Ken, who's one of our staff physicians here on the Doug Stanhope Show, say that you should go outside for about 10 minutes without sunscreen so that you can absorb it, and then you want to apply your sunscreen.
The rule in my house for the kids is if you're going in and out, in and out, in and out, don't worry about it. If you're going out and you're going to stay out for an extended period of time, let's go ahead and put some on. And it doesn't matter. My daughter is, both of my kids have the Latin blood from my wife.
Yeah.
They're just like
dark. Skin's dark.
Oh, yeah.
Skin is dark. All right, let's see here. Richie, this is, every once in a while I try to find something that's just for you or just for Jennifer. The recipe for living a long, healthy, happy life from a 110-year-old man who I think just died over this past weekend. His name is Mark Behrens. He left us with a piece of advice, Richie, that you can find at DougSteffen.com. He was asked, as is always the case when somebody gets to be this old, all right, sir, can you tell us, please, why it is or how it is that you got to be this old? And this fellow was happy to tell everybody that he had a beer a day.
God
bless. Can of beer a day. So
everything
our polls,
in moderation.
That's what I do. Except I save mine, all of mine, for Saturday.
Really?
So I have seven.
That's what I do with my wine, too. A glass of wine a day or seven on Saturday.
That's what I do.
Perfect. All right, so our poll today at DougSteffen.com. How often do you think about drinking one beer? How often do you think, and I guess the real question
is, I'm with you. I think about it all the time.
Thank you, Richie.
Maybe two.
Really? Twice, three times, four times?
Oh, well, you know, depending on the day.
Yeah. All right. Some days are worse than others.
Things got a bit heated at a gas station last week. Man was arrested after he burned a woman by setting a gas station bathroom on fire. Damon Spicer and his female companion were driving on Interstate 15 when they began arguing. They pulled into a gas station. The woman proceeded to lock herself in the bathroom to escape from this guy. In an attempt to get her to get out of the restroom, he set fire to the bathroom door. He burned his arm and shirt.
His own arm and shirt.
Yes, his.
Good.
He causing first and second degree burns. Also, the woman was burned as well. He ran away. California Highway Patrol caught him. And he's being held at $526,000 bond. What a moron.
One Adam 12. One Adam 12. See the burning man walking down the street.
Yeah.
How do you not find that guy? What am I looking for? You're looking for the guy that's on fire.
In a moment. How telemarketers get around the do not call list. This is the, well, not the thing that drives people nuts, but it makes a lot of people upset with appropriate indignation, because you're supposed to, when you go to these things and say, take my name off the list, you're not supposed to be on the list. But I get calls. I'll bet Richie gets calls. I bet Jennifer gets calls.
I'll bet you get.
Well, Richie's going
to
tell us
how that works.
All right. Just a moment. 17 before the hour. This is a good day.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects a legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime. Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
I love watching an eagle soar overhead, and I remember all too well when they were almost all gone. So we now have laws protecting them. I find it odd that the government has decided to allow them to be killed by wind generators, while others are fined and even jailed for accidentally doing so. I like the idea of renewable energy sources, but if we look through the lens of liberty, it becomes clear that this policy violates one of the most essential American principles, equal justice under the law. Americans do not believe in prosecuting violations by some and ignoring others just because the politicians happen to like some types of businesses. The American Free Enterprise System is based on the simple principle that all are entitled to fair and equal treatment. Fairness matters.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, opportunities won't come to you. You got to get out there to get things done.
Should I stay or should I go?
ChoiceHotels.com makes it fast and easy to find a range of Choice Hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for business and book now at ChoiceHotels.com. You always have a choice.
The motivator.
Wisdom with Rich McFadden.
Jesus.
Pretty much we're all going to die. So, you know.
It's 14. Well, okay, so here's what's going on behind the scenes, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to those commercials, and I'm listening to McFadden tell me how close I am to the grave.
Doug says, wow, time flies. It really is.
Yeah. It sure does.
Can I come out with this pearl?
Yeah.
The closer you are to the finish line, the faster it goes.
Yeah. Thanks very much. I'm considering myself at least 30 years plus finish line. But
with Rich McFadden.
At any rate.
Oh, man.
Oh my God.
With Rich McFadden.
All right. So, how many of you are blessed or cursed? Richie apparently is blessed. Jennifer, you and I apparently are cursed by having put our name on the do not call list. However, these scumbags from the telemarketing companies are getting around it. The feds set up this registry 12 years ago to stop you from getting annoying calls from salespeople, but they still get through. Complaints last year to the Federal Trade Commission tripled to about 150,000 a week. Now, here's a story of Stephen Vandeveer from Centerville, Virginia. Says scammers target him because of his age. He's 74. He installed a block on his phone, and still it wasn't enough. Calls get through, he says. Let's see here. Linda Blasey of Dallas, same thing on the do not call list. These calls get through to me 3-4 times a day. All right, so there are lots of stories around about this problem. Richie says he has a way of making sure you never get called.
All right,
well, I don't want to say never, but I will tell you, I switched to Vonage about 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. New number. It's all internet-based. It's not a regular telephone line through the phone companies. So I don't know if they don't have access to the telephone numbers on these IP-based lists or not, but we don't get the calls anymore.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah.
There are people who identify themselves as, for example, the IRS. You can't block a call from the IRS. So there's this company called the Irregular Service Scam or whatever. I mean, their initials are IRS. Mm-hmm. So they get through. That's how they come up with these euphemisms, because there are certain outfits, mostly government outfits, there are certain outfits that are allowed to get through the do not call block list, and the IRS is one of them. So, cleverly, some company comes up with a name for itself that is abbreviated by IRS, so they can get through to you without being fined. See, that's the thing. They can get through. What are you talking about?
In wrestling, back in the 80s, there was a wrestler named IRS. It was Irwin R. Scheister.
Maybe you didn't know that.
Irwin R. Scheister.
Good Lord. All right. So I want to have us, there's always this focus on the crazy things that are going on. I like the Pope. The Pope has published his secrets to happiness. And they are as follows. This is worth posting.
I'm guessing not booze, chicks, and rock and roll.
No. Slow down.
Yeah.
Take time off. Live and let live. Don't try to convert somebody from one religion to another. That's interesting. Work for peace. Yep. Work at a job that offers human dignity. Don't hold on to negative feelings. Move calmly through your life. Enjoy art, books, playfulness. May God forgive you for what you may have done. Remember, that was the first thing he said. Take peace in knowing that you will be forgiven. So think about your secrets to happiness, and maybe you can learn something from the Pope's list. That's why I passed it along as something that's really superb food for thought on the Good Day program, 51 after the hour.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Inventions time again on the Good Day program, courtesy of John Creeman, the doctor of shopology, here to review is Akos there?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, then. Last time I heard from you, you were over sitting in a hotel room watching or listening to the Tampa game.
Yes.
I got a plane,
came home, you know.
Bigger than life.
And he's on HSN all day today.
Really? So if you want to see how Akos plies his trade, check him out on the Home Shopping Network. He'll sell you anything except his underwear. Everything else is for sale. A nice story, actually, from
Tampa. I got news for you. He'll sell you his underwear.
Oh, you will? Yeah. Okay.
What do you think I'm wearing right now?
Ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding. Never seen your underwear when you were down there.
Excuse me?
He probably wanted to sell you his, too.
Goodness. My underwear I had on that day was good. I remember that.
Yeah, plenty of air conditioning.
We were talking about the night I stayed at Akos' house for people that don't. I was there April 7th, I remember, because of the day Charlotte died.
And you showed him your underwear?
Well, I
got up and he said, there's a man walking around my house in his underwear.
I had gotten in there fairly late. I think it was 10 o'clock or something. And Akos had to get up to go over to Home Shopping around 2 o'clock. And so we kibitzed for a while. And I went up to bed. But I left Charlotte outside in the car because it was warm enough. And about 2 o'clock, she woke me up because she wanted to get out and go to the bathroom, take a tinkle. So I went outside, and I'm in my green underpants, and take Charlotte out walking down the street to have a little tinkle.
Never occurred to you to throw some pants on?
No.
Why get crazy?
It was hot. It was hot. And I didn't forget, because I was kind of in the daze, that Akos was going to get up and leave to go to Home Shopping about that time. So what's the big deal? I had my
green. You were more concerned about Charlotte needing you than you actually walking the streets of Florida naked.
Well, first of all, it's the sleepy beach. They know a lot of homeless people kind of walk around there. So they just come out, maybe there's a guy.
No, actually, this is quite a nice neighborhood. There are no homeless people walking around. But anyway.
My goodness.
They're like, your homeowners is like, who let this unsavory man in?
I have a funny story to tell. I was on QVC the other day, and in the middle of my live on-air television presentation, the fire alarm goes off.
Perfect. Can you hear it in the studio?
Oh, yeah. It's
really?
Loud. Well, the fire alarms are meant to sort of get you out of the building. And all of a sudden, the host goes, well, we got to go. Click. The cameras are dark. And they take about 10 seconds to throw a tape in, right? Then we're outside. And the funniest thing is, it's the second time this happened to me.
Like,
I hold the record for being live on television with fire. The last time it happened, the fire alarm kept going. We didn't leave. And all of a sudden, we're doing the presentation, and the firefighters showed up at the door, went next to the camera, says, guys, we got to go. I go, and I say out loud, live on television, but I have a show going on. And the guy goes, the building's on fire. Get up. There's a fire in the kitchen, raging fire in the kitchen. We're still live on it.
Perfect.
Happened to.
Okay. We want to retrace the steps from today's inventor. Anthony Carey presented us with P-Fit. And so we want you to hear the pitch again so you can decide if you want to vote for him by texting thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333. Here he is telling us what is so special about the P-Fit.
Sitting is the new smoking. Just pick up any newspaper and you can read about the many health hazards. But what if we make sitting productive? Movement is life, and the P-Fit is an exercise device that can help keep us healthy doing something most people do for up to 10 hours a day. Place your P-Fit on any standard chair, and the padded motion allows for a controlled, dynamic sitting experience that provides benefits to the lower back, hips, core, and pelvic floor. Keep blood and oxygen moving to all the important parts of your body and feel good doing it. The P-Fit responds to any subtle shift in your weight and requires no batteries or electricity. The patented design allows the P-Fit platform to tilt, slide, and rotate all at the same time at just the right amount. Use your P-Fit in the office to improve ergonomics, at home for exercise, or in the nursery to help after pregnancy. Can't get your kids to sit still? Good. Put them on a P-Fit. To learn more about the P-Fit, visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/P-Fit Strong. And please visit MyCoolInventions.com.
All right, so what did we think of his pitch?
I loved it. You know why I love it so much?
Why?
Last kind of fitness product that came along this way, I didn't love it and passed on it. It's selling millions and millions at HSN.
That's called learning.
I am going to pay very close attention to any kind of seated fitting fitness machine.
And
this point
on a chair, right?
Yeah.
And we found out that the price point could be anywhere from like $29 to $79.
Yeah.
That's a good. I mean, that actually would be a great price point.
Yeah.
I mean, the $20, but if it were $59 or $79, I think I'd buy it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
All right. To be cheap on that.
Well, and then it's something that we all need to be more conscious of. That's all it is.
And if you can sit and get fit, that's the American dream.
How about that?
That is the American
sit
dream.
And get fit.
You can have
there's
that.
There's the pitch right take there, Akash.
Mm-hmm.
Sit. No, seriously.
I know.
No, you're kidding. No, I've already seen my notes. Yeah.
Sit and get fit. Get Jennifer gets 5% of everything.
Please.
All right, Akash Jankura, John Creamans, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.